Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today, increasing clouds with a high near 61, breezy with winds from the southeast, which could gust as high as 33 miles an hour, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight, low around 53, breezy with a southeast wind that could gust as high as 30 miles an hour, chance of precipitation is 90%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Wednesday, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. and the possibility of a thunderstorm later in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with the temperature falling to around 48 by 5 p.m. Chance of precipitation 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. And in the news, a Republican-authored bill to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin will be getting its first public hearing next week, achieving one goal of backers and the latest sign of progress for those who want to loosen the state's laws. The bill won't become law this year because the legislature has adjourned and won't be back until 2023, but the April 20th Senate committee hearing on the medical marijuana bill will give supporters their highest profile chance to make the case for loosening Wisconsin's marijuana laws. 37 states have legalized medical marijuana and 18 have fully legalized it, including Illinois and Michigan. Wisconsin's other two neighbors, Iowa and Minnesota, allow medical marijuana. That, according to a report published in the La Crosse Tribune. Democratic Senator Melissa Agard, the chief proponent for full legalization, said holding a hearing on the bill after the legislature had adjourned was a, quote, cynical political ploy that gives people false hope about the prospects of this legalization. This session in Wisconsin, there are bills from Democrats and Republicans that would legalize medical marijuana, from Democrats that would also legalize it for recreational use, and a bipartisan measure that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana. All of those measures died when the Republican-controlled legislature adjourned its session in February. Again, this information came from the La Crosse Tribune. The Nearly Noon News has been following the story and will report back next week after the proposals have been made. And from WPR Online News comes a report and a reminder that Wisconsin's Conservation Congress will hold its annual spring hearings online this week to collect input from residents on dozens of natural resource issues, including whether the state should ban hunting wolves with dogs and end wildlife killing contests. The Citizen Advisory Group from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Natural Resources Board is holding the hearings online for the third year in a row. The hearings begin at 7 p.m. and run through Thursday. Wisconsin Conservation Congress Chair Tony Blattler said the decision to hold the meetings virtually was made in January as COVID-19 cases surged due to the Omicron variant. A record 64,943 people weighed in on issues during the first online meetings in 2020, and more than 12,000 people took part last year. People can weigh in on 63 advisory questions from the DNR, Natural Resources Board, and Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.